He is risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Let us open our worship this morning with the singing of our opening hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2024 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Casey Jones. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, hymn number 457 found in the Lutheran Service Book. Josh, Rachel, and Caleb Welker are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in celebration of Jesus' resurrection.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this day we celebrate the new life we have in our risen Lord. We also remember that we have not lived as we ought to as God's children. Most merciful God,
who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Christ is risen, and in his resurrection, God gives you new life. As your pastor, I assure you that God has heard your prayer, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Who is devout and a lover of God.
Come and receive this beautiful feast of feasts.
Is there anyone who is a wise servant?
Rejoice as you enter into the joy of your Lord.
Is there anyone who is weary from fasting?
Come and receive your reward.
Is there anyone who has labored from the first hour?
Accept today your fair wages.
Is there anyone who came after the third hour?
Be glad as you celebrate the feast.
Is there anyone who came after the sixth hour?
Have no doubts, for nothing is being held back.
Is there anyone who delayed until the ninth hour?
Come forward without any hesitation.
Is there anyone who came up only at the 11th hour?
Do not be afraid because of your lateness, for the honor and generosity of the Master is unsurpassed.
He accepts the last as well as the first.
He gives rest to the 11th hour arrival as well as to the one who labored from the first.
He is as merciful to the former as he is gracious to the latter.
He shows his generosity to the one and his kindness to the other.
He honors the deed and commends the purpose.
Therefore, enter all of you into the joy of your Lord.
Both first and last, receive the reward.
Rich and poor, dance and sing together.
Continent and dissolute, honor this day.
Fasters and non-fasters, enjoy a feast today.
The table is filled.
And everyone should share in the luxury.
The calf is fattened.
And no one must go away hungry.
Come one and all.
And receive the banquet of faith.
Come one and all.
And receive the riches of loving kindness.
No one must lament his poverty.
For a kingdom belonging to all has appeared.
No one must despair over his feelings.
For forgiveness has sprung up from the grave.
No one must fear death.
For the death of the Savior has set us all free.
By being held in its power, he extinguished it.
And by descending into Hades, he made Hades a captive.
He embittered it.
When it tasted his flesh.
And in anticipation of this, Isaiah exclaimed,
Hades was in an uproar. Meeting you below.
It was in an uproar.
For it was wiped out.
It was in an uproar.
For it was mocked.
It was in an uproar.
For it was vanquished.
It was in an uproar.
For it was bound in chains.
It took a body.
And met up with God.
It took earth.
And came face to face with heaven.
It took what it saw.
And was struck down by what it did not see.
O death.
Where is your sting?
O Hades.
Where is your victory?
Christ is risen.
And you are laid low.
Christ is risen.
And the demons are struck down.
Christ is risen.
And the angels rejoice.
Christ is risen.
And life is abundant and free.
Christ is risen.
And there are no dead left in the tombs.
For Christ, when he was raised from the dead,
became the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Glory to him, and power forever and ever. Amen.
We rise. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us sing Alleluia. The word of Scripture will be accomplished. The word not of combatants anymore, but of victors.
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
O death, where is your sting?
The sting of death is sin. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
O blessed Alleluia of heaven, no more anguish, no more adversity.
No more enemy, no more love of destruction.
Up above.
Praise to God.
And here below.
Praise to God.
Praise mingled with fear here.
But without disturbance up above.
Here we who sing must die.
But there we will live forever.
Here we sing in hope.
But there in possession.
Here it is Alleluia en route.
But there it is Alleluia on arriving home.
The Lord be with you. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly pray that we may live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preached, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor. He has made him ruler over the works of his hands. He has put everything under his feet.
Thank you.
Let us rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia. Christ has restored death. Alleluia, and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Alleluia.
We confess our resurrection faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 465, "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds," hymn number 465 in the Lutheran Service Book.
sermon text from today's epistle reading. For I delivered to you as of first importance that what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. The words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So have you ever heard somebody use the word literally over and over again? I literally went to the grocery store and literally the prices were so high and literally the parking lot was just literally filled up. And sometimes it's even accompanied by the word like. Like I went literally out to school and then literally as we were sitting at the table, like we all started eating together and then like this and then like that. Okay, so we got, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit tedious when somebody uses the word literally over and over and over again. But this is the sense of what St. Paul is saying for us and saying to the Corinthians this morning. He's saying literally. Among the most important things that I have ever had been passed on and that I passed on to you is this. Literally, Jesus died for the taking away of your sins. Jesus atoned for your sin. He removed sin from you. He died. He was buried. He rose again. He appeared to many people, giving proof that he was alive. Everyone thought Jesus was dead. Everyone. His disciples thought Jesus was dead. His mother thought her son was dead. Pontius Pilate thought this man named Jesus was dead. The leaders of the Jewish nation thought Jesus to be dead. Satan himself thought Jesus to be dead. All thought Jesus dead. But he wasn't. He broke death. He destroyed death. He descended into hell to proclaim his victory over sin, death, hell, and the devil. His body was glorified, the stone was cast aside, and he came forth from the grave as a conquering Savior. And the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is vitally important to all Christians. In fact, to all people. If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then we are false witnesses about him. As St. Paul goes on to write to the Corinthians, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people to be most pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. If, says St. Paul, if Christ is not risen, then everything else comes into question. All that Jesus taught, all that Jesus ever said, creation, the prophets, the fall into sin, Jonah, Job, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Elijah, the whole promise of redemption, that there is even a God at all. If Jesus is not raised from the dead, all of that teeters and falters. The resurrection of Christ from the grave is central to the teaching of all Christianity, of everything that is Christian. Well, if the Jewish leaders could have walked to the grave, if they could have taken all the people out there and said, look, here's the stone. Roll the stone away. Look inside there. Do you see that body? Do you see those nail marks? Do you see those scars? Do you see that blood? That's Jesus. He's there. He's in the tomb. Now you need to pack it up and go home. But they couldn't do that. They were unable to do that. If they were able to do that, then everything that we do here this morning would be completely in vain. In fact, we wouldn't even be here this morning if they could have walked to the grave, pointed to Jesus' disciples and said, "See, there he is." But the fact remains, though, that Jesus wasn't in the grave. The fact remains that he did show himself alive to many people, to Cephas, to Peter, that is, and the other apostles, and at another time to more than 500 of the brethren at the exact same time. He broke bread. He ate fish. He said to Thomas, "See my hands? See my side? Put your fingers here. Touch me, and you will see that it is I who is alive." No one was able to point to Jesus' body in the grave and say, "Look, there's Jesus." But they were able to point to a living man and say, "Look, there's Jesus. We have seen him, and we have seen him alive." And because of the resurrection, because of the resurrected Jesus, we can trust everything that the Scripture tells us, that the death of Jesus Christ was indeed for the taking away of sin. Christ dies for the taking away of sin. Christ dies for us. Now, I'm absolutely 100% sure that the concept of sin is not a popular concept today. People don't like to hear that they have transgressed the will and the law of God. People don't like to hear that they have indeed sinned, that they have violated God's will. That's not a popular concept. People just want to say, "Look, if I choose to do it, if I want to do it, then it's okay and it must be okay." And the subtle implication of that is, "You must approve of what I do." But that is not the truth of what God says. Our sins are violations of the will of God. And I'm equally sure that nobody ever, since Adam and Eve, have liked to hear that message. You know, since Adam pointed to God, looked at God and said, you, God, the woman you gave me, she gave it to me and I ate. Adam tried to push his guilt off on God himself. The proclamation of individual sin and guilt before God has never been a popular message. But whether it's popular or unpopular, the declaration of the one true God still stands. Christ died for us. Christ died for our sins. This is the power of the cross, and it is folly to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. Unless one believes that Jesus is the Christ, they will indeed die in their sins and receive the eternal consequences of their rejection of Jesus. For without the death of Christ, we would still be in our sins. Christ really and truly died for our sins. The Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, they all state that Christ died, that he was buried, that he had truly and indeed become a dead person. But we're not here to rejoice over a burial. We are not here to sing our alleluias over an occupied grave, but rather we sing because the tomb is empty. The grave is found vacant. We are singing because the empty tomb means that our sins are paid for. Every single one of your sins have been paid for by Christ. Easter for us, Easter not just for us, but for every human being, is the death of death. So death no longer has any dominion over us. The grave was unable to hold Jesus, and for we who trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins, the grave is unable to hold us also. It takes, and it does. This is the reason for Lent. It takes an abundant understanding. It takes a deep understanding of the magnitude of sin to be able to grasp the joy, the uncomprehending or incomprehensible joy of the resurrection. We Christians rejoice this day, for we are connected to Christ. His victory is your victory, and in His resurrection is your resurrection. Jesus was raised from the glory of the Father, and you too who believe in Christ will rise from the grave one day, and your bodies will reflect the glory of your heavenly Father. Baptized into Christ, you are baptized into Jesus' work, as it is written. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death. We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is absolutely true. Yes, we do recognize the magnitude of our sin. But even more than that, we rejoice that the price for sin was paid in full by Jesus Christ Himself. That Jesus Christ is now alive, that He lives and reigns to all eternity, and in Christ we too will rise from the grave to live with glorified bodies, to live for all eternity, immortal, imperishable, reflecting the glory of God for all of eternity. That is why we assemble this morning. That is why we come on this resurrection day. That is why we sing our alleluias. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Amen. We now receive our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the Easter morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock or WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or at www.zlclinc.org, where you will find links to the internet stream and to Facebook Live. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact our principal, Dr. Stephen Perry, at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
We now rise for the singing of the offertory. Praise you, Father, for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In him is life. We thank you that as he lives, so we have been given new life also. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit to live as your children for your glory. Pour your grace on your church that her witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ may be clear and bold.
Amen.
Like the first disciples, O Lord, sometimes we are almost afraid to believe that Christ is alive and that we have life in him. Fears and doubts threaten to overcome us. Strengthen us by your word. Encourage us by the daily return to new life we have in our baptism. Nourish us by the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus, that our doubts may be banished and our fears erased.
Amen.
God of all grace, your care for us knows no bounds. When we mourn, you comfort us. When we suffer, you strengthen us. When we are ill, you heal us and help us to endure. We thank you, O God, for answering our prayers with a yes and granting unto Kinley Ray successful heart surgery. We thank you for seeing to her continued health and ask that you ever watch over her. In the same way, we ask that you ever watch over Nancy Gunterman's infant grandson, Reese, as he will soon undergo liver surgery. Lord, you know Reese's ailments, and we humbly ask for healing upon him, even as you grant skill and compassion to his surgical team and patience and loving care to his parents. Lord of all, grant us peace.
Amen.
Lord of life and death, we give you thanks for all who have gone before us in the faith. On this day of resurrection, we give you thanks for the promise that for those who trust in you, death is but a doorway to eternal life. Give us faith that trusts in you in the hour of our death.
Amen.
These and all other petitions we bring before your throne of grace and mercy, praying the prayer your Son taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you.
Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
Thank you.
please rise. The true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is hymn number 469, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, hymn number 469 in the Lutheran Service Book. Thank you.
Please be seated. Just one brief announcement this morning that I will first welcome to everyone this morning. Welcome to all our guests and family members in from out of town for the Easter holidays. You may have heard that Mark Suing and Pastor Suing, their house caught fire earlier this week and burned down. I wanted to have a door offering for that. I did not get the word out because I didn't think about it till, you know, Friday. So next Sunday, we'd like to have a door offering for their family. I believe Kruger Elevator is taking the donations and things like that. So we'd like to support Pastor Suing, his son, and his son's family. So may the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
I got a phone book to stand on now. squeeze.
Thank you.
We're getting good at just fixing stuff after. I tried to sneak it out.
At least you do. Don't fall, man.
All right.